Ambassador College, bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
Hindsight is beautiful. It's also very, very cheap. But trying to see ahead, trying to look into the future to find out what the future will bring, now that's a lot more expensive and a lot more difficult to come by. The only reason history should ever have been written, I mean that one word should be put down on paper about what happened yesterday, is so we can learn lessons about what not to do tomorrow. And yet the lessons of history are systematically ignored by people. I mean, you think about all the camera-toting people that go over to ancient Rome and some of the ruins of the civilizations of the Middle East, and we look at the tremendous, huge buildings, the amphitheaters, the great public halls and the like, those colonnaded, beautiful buildings, those arches standing out in the middle of the street where you can ride around in an old horse and buggy in some moonlit, romantic night in Rome. And yet you're looking at the lessons of history ignored when you do this, because you're looking at massive public works, striking architecture, cosmopolitan cities, masters of advanced warfare, bureaucratic institutions, and a great deal more. But Rome fell. So did other great civilizations before it, and so did many civilizations after it. But of all the civilizations in history that has been intriguing, that has been interesting, that has inspired a tremendous amount of literature, of art, of music, of architectural interest, it must be ancient Rome. And yet, do you know that if you were to take an in-depth look at Rome, the way the average person lived in that ancient civilization, for the many, many years that it survived, up and down and back and forth, many emperors coming and going, but do you know? If you were to look at the way people lived lives, at the family structure, at such problems as the economy, commerce, trade, industry, war, the maintenance of a large standing army, the gradual disintegration of moral values, the destruction of the Roman home, pollution, overcrowding, would you believe, you would be dismayed to find that some of the same problems we suffer today in the United States and the Western world were the very problems that brought ancient Rome down. And we are ignoring those lessons of history. Now, anyone could be quick to point out that there are many significant and valid differences between space-age Western civilization and the Rome of past centuries. But nevertheless, believe it or not, there are very, very interesting parallels that can be drawn by superposing the problems that brought Rome down when no one ever believed it would happen, and what's happening to our own civilization today. I've got a book that's here before me, graphically illustrated, full color, that shows you we are the modern Romans. It's called The Modern Romans, and it talks about the decline of Western civilization. I mean, for anyone to walk down the streets of New York City, looking up at those fantastic buildings and saying, all of this is going to come tumbling down someday, maybe someday in the future, yet future tourists will be climbing over the rubble and taking pictures of the shattered shards of what was once a great, proud Gotham, the very megalopolis of all of the world, New York City. People would laugh at that, just like Romans did when Seneca warned that Rome would fall. People snickered, Rome fall? Why, it might lose a battle here and there, but not the empire. Rome, mused the average citizen, basking in the height of world power, they would have said Rome is impregnable. Rome is universal. Rome is eternal. But Rome fell, and you can go over there to see the ruins.